One interview after another, seven candidates' pixelated faces were splashed across projector screens. Via teleconference, they each told the Sitka Assembly their aspirations to be chosen for the city's top job, city administrator. The job was left vacant after Keith Brady was dismissed by the Assembly in June. In two special meetings, the Assembly asked questions of candidates over the internet and sometimes struggled with garbled answers and frozen faces, the result of a poor connection. But technological challenges aside, when their last interview concluded Tuesday, the Assembly forged on to trim the list down yet again.
Well, now we are about to do what we've set out to do.
Mayor Gary Paxton suggested selecting the final two or three candidates and inviting them to interview in person. But some Assembly members, including Kevin Mosher, wanted to take it a little slower.
I'd like to see us narrow it down a little bit, do Skype interviews where we can formulate questions that we kind of go a little deeper.
As they considered whether they were choosing applicants for another round or the final round, some Assembly members expanded on what they were looking for in a candidate. Valerie Nelson said she was interested in two or three candidates, and she said honesty was her top priority.
When I've been told untruths by staff, I want an administrator that's going to hold them accountable, and I don't think that we have had that in the past. I'm not going to mention names. I didn't when we terminated the previous administrator, but that's one of the things that I'm looking for is honesty.
Aaron Bean said he was looking for someone he said would, quote, call a duck, and grapple with the city's budget.
But someone who kind of recognizes what has already been identified by an applicant as a crisis and start calling it that and stop with the spending, maybe entertain a debt ceiling.
Mayor Gary Paxton disagreed with the characterization of a city in crisis.
For the public record, I don't think we're in crisis. Do we have some significant challenges? You bet we do. I'm looking for a person, too, that has the critical skills, the organizational skills, to come in, to hold, empower staff, and hold them to account, and it's not an easy process.
The group discussed each candidate's application behind closed doors, with the exception of former Sitka Mayor Marco Dapsovich, who, according to city staff, elected to have his application considered in public. The Assembly voted against advancing Dapsovich and former Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt to the next round on 4-3 votes, with Nelson, Ween, and Bean in favor of both candidates. The body also passed on Alan Lanning, a candidate who received a unanimous vote to advance on to the initial round of interviews. Assemblymember Kevin Knox made a motion to advance Lanning's application, but no one seconded it, and it failed due to inaction. Two candidates, John Leach and Craig Cugini, received enough votes to advance to the next round. Both come from a military background. Leach is an aeronautical engineer with the U.S. Coast Guard whose family lives in Sitka, although with his current job, he's stationed in Washington, D.C. And Cugini works for the U.S. Army at Fort Greely. Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeiss didn't vote to move forward with any candidate.
I didn't feel that any of these were necessarily the fit we were looking for. And a lot of this goes back to our termination of our previous administrator. One of the lines from the charters that we used in his termination was that the administrator, and this comes directly from the charter, that the administrator shall be appointed solely on the basis of his executive and administrative qualifications. That was one of the reasonings that we used to remove him from his seat. So going forward, I feel it is my duty as an assembly member to appoint someone based on the executive and administrative qualifications.
And another question remained. Would this be a final or semi-final round of interviews? And would those interviews happen via the internet or in person? Assemblymember Kevin Knox said he'd hoped the next round wouldn't be the last.
You know, dial in a little bit more, ask, you know, more detailed questions about their personal resumes via Skype or other ways. And then, you know, if we do feel like they are, you know, candidates that we can again move forward with, then we go down that road of having them here in person.
And Steven Eisenbeiss also thought they should slow down.
I think it's vastly premature to fly someone here without digging into some of the more personal, in-depth, harder questions that are going to be asked in this next round.
Well, I mean, we've narrowed this down to two people. And Steve, you didn't vote for any of them, so no offense on that.
Aaron Bean made the motion to offer the two candidates final interviews in person next week. That passed 5-2 with Knox and Eisenbeis opposed. Dates for the interviews have not been announced. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.